The Supreme Court has spoken. States are free to legalize betting on sports if they want to. And as operations that have been under the table move into the open, there are some very big business opportunities. Many states are looking at a whole new stream of tax revenues. First, there's work to be done, as Charles Lane from member station WSHU reports.
The work is writing the rules for how sports fans can bet on their favorite games. Assemblyman John Berzicelli is leading this effort in New Jersey.
We will establish legal age. It will be 21. We will reinforce what the Constitution says, that on-site sports wagering will only occur at our casinos and racetracks, and be able to make it available online to New Jersey residents.
And lest we forget the main reason for doing this.
We also have to establish what the tax structure will be. That's very important. We're actually in our budget cycle now.
Berzicelli says the state can get as much as 15% of all the money that comes in after winnings are paid out. He thinks New Jersey can have sports betting up and running in about 4 weeks. This puts them neck and neck with Delaware and Mississippi. Close behind them, and just in time for football season, are Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Connecticut, all states with an established gaming industry. They're all trying to be first to market. Chris Grove is a gaming analyst for the research firm Eilers & Krejcik.
Markets of this size don't just come into being on a regular basis.
Grove expects 32 states to eventually allow sports gaming, earning roughly $6 billion a year. But that may not come so easily.
There's an existing black market. It's entrenched. It's attractive. It offers a number of advantages that regulated betting sites will never be able to offer. The lack of having to fill out tax forms and have your winnings reported, the ability to bet on credit.
But new entrants into the gaming industry don't expect much competition from the black market. Jason Robbins is CEO of DraftKings, the daily fantasy sports company.
Well, I think most people would prefer to do things in a legal manner if given the option. I don't think most people want to be betting illegally.
He compares it to the pirating of music until streaming services came along.
People shifted from the illegal market to those products, so I think you'll see something similar here.
After years of fighting against sports betting, professional leagues like the NFL and Major League Baseball have changed their approach. Over the last few months, they've been going state to state, lobbying aggressively for a special fee to pay for law enforcement to prevent cheating, like an athlete intentionally throwing a game. In coordinated statements yesterday, the major professional leagues said they will be looking to Congress for a regulatory framework to protect the integrity of their games. House Democrat Frank Pallone from New Jersey is sponsoring one bill, but he acknowledges it's not getting passed anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.